In 1961, Elaine Arrington became the first African-American woman to graduate from the University of Pittsburgh School of Engineering. She went on to be the first female aerospace engineer at an Air Force base in Ohio, in charge of determining how Soviet aircrafts were outperforming the U.S. during the height of the space race. Arrington recently spoke before the screening of the movie Hidden Figures at the Carnegie Science Center. She told 90.5 WESA's Sarah Schneider that she first recognized her mathematic abilities in high school.
I think I had that aha moment in a geometry class when we were given a problem to work on, and the senior class president got us all together. There was a problem that we could not solve. So he said, well, when we go tomorrow, we will tell Mr. Conde that we can't solve the problem. Mr. Conde was a tough nut, I'll tell you. So I went home and I just couldn't forget the problem. So I worked and worked and worked, and I tried it this way and that way. And after a while, everything started clicking, and I could see I was writing this out just like they do in the book. And we got in class the next day, Mr. Conde asked us about that problem. So I timidly raised my hand and said, Mr. Conde, I think I can solve it. He never smiled, but I could just see the smile forming on his face. And when I got to the end, he said, good job, Arrington. The senior class president said, well, Mr. Conde, right there at the end when she said this and that, those three steps, couldn't she have done it in two? And I felt devastated because he was right. I could have done it in two steps. But Mr. Conley looked at him and said, after she's carried you across the river, you say, put me down, I can swim. I realized then that I could do that and that I could probably do more by myself than I could do in a committee, and that I would never let somebody, you know, stop me from thinking and solving a problem. There's always another way to look at it. If you have that aha moment and you know you can do it, then I think that should be the impetus to continue.
And you did continue. You went on to study engineering at the University of Pittsburgh, and then you worked at an Air Force base in Ohio as an aerospace engineer. And that was really during the height of the space race, right, in the early 60s. So what was that like?
Well, that was really fun. Everything we did was at least secret. Every now and then we get something that was top secret. We worked in a vault. You had to be locked in and out. Because when they take the reconnaissance data, the secret data, we can see, like, the physical characteristics of the airplane. Then we would try to decide, well, what was the power plant? What were they using for their engine? All of those things, we would sit down and try to decide, okay, they must be using these missiles, and if they try to do a mission with those air-to-air missiles that we think they have, what will they be able to hit and kill? So it was a matter of trying to predict what kind of impact they could have if they had what we thought they had from what we saw from the data.
So then you went on to teach mathematics at the University of Pittsburgh for more than 40 years. When you were teaching, did you notice the demographics of your students change over time?
Some, but not nearly what I hoped for or expected. And I'm interested in seeing how this Generation Z turns out, how the culture developed them. So I'll wait and see, and hopefully I'll be here to see it.